Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The parable of the sower is one of my favorites. It's such a vivid picture of what happens every time the Word of God is preached in the world, how it falls on different kinds of soil and how it fares. There is some sadness to it, as Jesus tells us ahead of time that many or even most of those who hear His Word will either never believe or will believe only for a time and eventually fall away. Not because there was any problem with the seed, with the Word. Not because the Word was ineffective. Not because God didn't want them to believe. But because, unlike the good soil, they don't hear the Word with a noble and good heart, keep it, and bear fruit with patience. From the perspective of the sower, it's very helpful to know that. And this applies to preachers, but also to some extent to parents and to all Christians who scatter the word of the gospel in their vocations. You see people sometimes mocking the truth of God's word when they hear it, or you see Christians drifting away from the faith, slowly or quickly abandoning the Lutheran faith, that is, the Christian faith they once confessed. Drifting away, shriveling up, not cursing Christ and telling Him to go away, but drifting away. His truth loses its importance to them as other things become more important. And so often we wonder, why won't they believe? Or how can they drift away like that and abandon the truth? And you feel responsible. You feel like you weren't persuasive enough, didn't teach clearly enough, weren't zealous enough for their salvation. But the word of Jesus calls you back. And reminds you, many will not believe when the word is preached, when the seed is sown. Many will not remain in the faith. And the problem is not with the seed or how it's sown. It's not one's persuasiveness that causes the seed to take root, nor is it the zeal of the preacher that affects the soil. The problem is not with the sower or with the seed, but with the soil on which it falls. When a person hears the word and either never believes it or later falls away from it, as long as the word was indeed preached, the blame lies 100% with the one who falls away. The same thing happened, of course, when Jesus Himself was the sower of the seed, was the preacher of the word. Because instead of using His divine omnipotence to force the seed down people's throats and force it to spring up in their hearts, He chose to deal differently with people. He chose instead to use the divine power of His Holy Spirit, who works on the human heart, not omnipotently and irresistibly, but through the humble, resistible preaching of the Word. As we confess in the Augsburg Confession under the section of the ministry, through the Word and sacraments, as through instruments, the Holy Spirit is given. He works faith when and where it pleases God, in those who hear the good news that God justifies those who believe that they are received into grace for Christ's sake. That's comforting. It means that the sower doesn't target certain kinds of soil, certain kinds of people. Instead, he scatters the seed broadly even recklessly. And he simply leaves all the results up to the Spirit of God, whose word is always powerful, always effective, always sincere, and always true. And when he sees people completely ignoring God's word, or when he sees believers drifting away, their faith being dried up by the heat or choked by the thorns, then he doesn't despair. Jesus told him it would be this way. And he also knows that some of the seed will find good soil out there. There will most surely be a harvest. On the other hand, from the perspective of the hearer, the parable of the sower is sobering. Again, the good soil represents those who, as Jesus says, hear the word with noble and good hearts, who keep it and bear fruit with patience. All the other soil represents other situations where those who do not hear with noble and good hearts and do not keep the word or bear fruit with patience. The wayside or the path where the seed fell and the birds came and plucked it up, or it was trampled by the feet of men, stands for those who hear the word but never believe. They either never become Christians at all, although they've heard the gospel, or what's even worse, they become Christians in name only. They don't believe for themselves. They may show up for church and recite parts of the liturgy. They may memorize words in a catechism, but they don't listen to the word. They don't take it to heart. They make up their own doctrine sometimes, their own versions of Jesus. They go out and act like they aren't Christians in the first place because there is no true faith in their hearts. The rocky soil where the seed sprang up immediately, but then the plant shriveled up in the heat of the day, are those who hear the word with joy but have no root. So they fall away in time of temptation or persecution. These are not openly wicked people. They're people, Christians, who give in to temptation and then don't repent. They're confessing Christians until the persecution gets too hot, until making the good confession of the whole truth of God's word means sacrificing more than they're willing to sacrifice. Those whose faith is superficial like that, not very deep, will fall to those temptations and persecutions. They'll choose this life over the life of Christ, and tragically, they'll lose both. The thorny soil, where the seed grew but then was choked by thorns, are those who drift away from the faith when the cares, riches, and pleasures of this life entice them. Again, these are not openly wicked people. They're Christians who allow themselves to become distracted from Christ, to become bored with word and sacrament. Their Christian faith, their Lutheran faith, again, it's the same thing, is choked by a friend, choked by a colleague, by a teacher, by a fiancé or spouse, by a parent or a child, choked by work, by sleep, by money, by sex or drugs. All of that is sobering, to say the least, because you all know how hard your own heart can be at times, like the wayside, so that the word goes in one ear and out the other, and you missed it. You all know what it is to be tempted and probably to give in to it. As for persecutions, we're living in very difficult times in the Christian church, in many ways more difficult than any time before, especially for those who cling to the Lutheran faith as the true Christian faith without compromise and without concession. We're small. We feel the isolation. We're lonely. We're forced to make many sacrifices to belong to this church. And still, most people, even within the Christian world, call us foolish or hateful or mean. And then there are the cares, riches, and pleasures of this life, which fill our day-to-day activities and surround us on all sides at all times: school, work, relationships, health concerns, bank accounts, entertainment. How does the seed stand any chance in this world? But then Jesus adds one last part to this parable, and it is inspiring. There is good soil, where the seed fell and grew and produced an abundant crop. Those who hear the word with noble and good hearts, who keep it and bear fruit with patience. Pray that the Lord God would plant His word in you, that He would make you a good soil, that He would bless the word that has been preached, and not just once, but every time you hear it. As for you Christians, to whom the Holy Spirit has already given the new birth through the baptismal washing of rebirth and regeneration, and in whom the Holy Spirit has created a new man, keep the word, retain it, hold on to it. Pray and practice bearing those fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Do you see the danger that threatens each one of you? The only remedy is the Word of God. And you are not fatalistically bound to hear it in vain. If you hear the Word with a less than noble heart, if you hear the word preached and fail to meditate on it and believe it and cling to it, it's no one's fault but your own. Instead, will you go home today and read it? Will you get back to reading it and studying it on a regular basis? Will you make it your highest priority to be in church on Sundays, if at all possible, to hear the word and to receive the sacrament? Will you take the comfort and strength that the word provides into the week with you, to bear the cross, to deny yourselves, to battle against sin, and to serve your neighbor with sacrificial love? Then you will be the good soil, and the Holy Spirit will not abandon you or let any harm come to the plant He has planted. Take this parable of Jesus and use it for the comforting, sobering, inspiring purpose for which it was intended. Many will hear the word in vain. Don't you be one of them. Amen. Please stand. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.